Good morning, you listen to FloridaLA.net, and I'm Kim Parr. I'm in Dallas with David Horsager, the author of A Trust Book and the speaker at Shaw's ESP meeting. David, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much. There's four trust books if you need them, but today's was Trust Matters More Than Ever, 40 Tools to Lead Better, Grow Faster, and Build Trust Now, but it's been a treat to be here.
All right. You told your story a little bit. You grew up on a farm in Minnesota, and you now have four kids. Seems like quite the family guy. How is it you ended up getting focused on trust?
You know, about 25, 30 years ago, I had built this leadership curriculum. It was used in a university some, and then I got asked to do more and more things, even at a very young age. I was at this one company, this one place, I still remember, it was in Arizona, and I started thinking, that's not a leadership issue. They don't trust the guy. And I thought, oh, that's not a sales issue. They don't trust the, and then, they're not innovating because they don't trust each other. And it just started to see it as a trust issue. And that led to my graduate work, which became important to people much more important than me. Then we started using it places. Then my first book came out, kind of this miracle Wall Street Journal bestseller. And the first company we actually really used it in, this framework for how trust is built, they said they saved $2 to $4 million in attrition costs in like 9 months. And then we had this bigger company say we dropped retention, increased our engagement scores for the first time. And then we had this the U.S. Navy say we dropped suicide rates when we taught this. And so we started seeing it impact. And really, it's full of tools people can use tomorrow. But it starts with a shift of thinking about trust. But that's the journey I was on. And of course, I'm imperfect at everything I teach. I know it's true. And I both, you know, we put a big study out every year on it. But I've seen it work. I've seen it triple sales for people. I've seen it when they shift thinking and take it off of these other issues and put it on, that's a trust issue. I can build trust here.
You know, why is this more important now than ever before? And just to mention, you mentioned the media and how they're now three people standing around talking about what they think, and it's not the Walter Cronkite media. And then you think about our current president and everything that's going on with Ukraine and all these false promises. I mean, trust is now more important than ever, right?
You know, trust was always important. But it's really important because you lose trust. The biggest risk of a company or a board of directors is losing trust. Actually, that's the biggest risk they have. It's not something else. It's losing trust. And one reason it's more important than ever is because of lack or a crack. It affects more of the world. You see what happened with the banks in California. That affected people in Asia. You see what happened. We're so connected that a breach of trust by a moral character over here affects everybody. A cyber breach over here, part of our grid that goes off the grid because of a lack of trust up in the Northeast, affects people around the world. So we're the connection. What people can say about other people affects it quickly. I mean, I can get into government and all that, but there's a load of problems all over the place. You know, back then in the news, as I said on stage, it's like we used to have the news, but now we have you got your news, and we don't know who to trust. Institutional trust, as I said, has fallen a lot in recent days.
It's written on our money, right?
Yeah, in God we trust. That's right.
Exactly. Yeah. So you're here with Shaw, and it's kind of interesting. Most people know Shaw's a family-oriented company, and obviously they see this as an important message for them.
Well, the thing about people that have me in, usually, it's not the ones that aren't trusted. It's the ones that are, and they know this is the way to have the greatest long-term competitive advantage. So people think, I bet you dealt with Wells Fargo when they had that breaker. You dealt with this? No, they wanted PR people making them look trusted first. We deal with the best companies in the world, the top, the best airlines in North America, Delta, the best sports teams, the best companies. And Shaw is like that. The people that would hire me aren't ones that are worried about like, are going to people think if we had this speaker in because they trust us or not? They're the ones like, no, that trust affects the bottom line more than anything else and is a key competitive advantage.
Look at your energy level. Where do you get this energy?
All the things. Faith, family, fitness, friends. It's all the things. And I'm also just passionate about this work because I've seen the impact.
All right, this book that you're handing out here, you see your fourth book. It's got diagrams, and you don't even have to read it from start to begin.
No, you can just say, I need to rebuild trust. Okay, go to step this. There's 40 tools, and unlike my original, research-based 400-page books or whatever, a little longer books, this is like tip-based, use it tomorrow. The other books are great, by the way, but this is just usable. You can say, how do I cascade a culture of trust through a team? Go to this tip, this tool. Go to, how do I build trust in the midst of conflict? Okay, go to the pause method. Like there's the 40 tools. You can just look at the index in the back and say, this is the problem I have. How do I get unity on my team? Go to this tool. The tools, you can just take the problem and look at it.
Okay, David, thanks for talking to us and my audience. Again, I've been talking to David Horsager, the author of Trust Matters More Than Ever, here at the Shaw ESP meeting in Dallas. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaLA.net.